When he has his heter true b'mefana, four or five kupos, he should not split them into smaller parts, in which case he's going to have to go back and forth more times, even though each time he's going to carry less weight. It's better to make less trips back and forth, even though each time you're carrying something heavy, because making a lot of trips and makes the whole ruckus. Everybody hears about it, which is more of a zuzun to Shabbos. The four or five kupas is per arech, like we said, each one is three sa'in. There's a lot of guests, you can even find that amount for each one. Shouldn't have one person moving out all these large amounts of merchandise or whatever it is. You have to have multiple people, each one taking his load. So, it's not very common. Halacha nowadays. Ramos says, Kol yeshev yayin shuhu ala gola, also l'oridim ha-Shabbos. There's a shipment of barrels of wine, arrives on Shabbos. You're not allowed to unloaded on Shabbos. Just like we said before, you're not allowed to take things out of a oitzer because it's a tier for your Torah and it's not covered Shabbos to do it. The same thing if you have a wagon full of barrels of wine, also you should not be matriach yourself to unload it on Shabbos unless you need it for the Ochim. Yeah, we saw in the Sif Aleph that even if you're doing the Tzarech Ochim, you can only do five kupois. Each one of three sa'im, a total of 15 sa'im. So that quantity of wine also you will not be able to move out. 15 sa'im is an amma by an amma and three edgeboys. It's approximately a cubic amma. Okay. If it's a chash, the wine will get stolen or something like that. You have a goy unloaded. Shilamid zavid. No flood lake of the Shabbos. A fire broke out on Shabbos. You're allowed to save the amount of food you need for three Suzas of Shabbos. So if the fire broke out in one's home in the beginning of Shabbos before he ate the first Suzah, he's limited to what he can take out, because if he takes out too much, we're concerned he's going to put out the fire, which is prohibited. We're talking about a case with no danger to life, it's just the laws of property. So in that case, we limit what he can take out. Three Suzas. Whatever he needs to eat. With animals he feeds. The Shabbos, if the fire broke out in the morning, so he already ate the night meal, then he's only allowed to save two seudas. Or mincha that he already ate the Shabbos meal, and then he's only seuda acha. He's only allowed to save one seuda. So that given a bias at later boy, lo yatil yoysa mishum tikkun and nefesh mitosh kizun, not so yishtu vah Shabbos yichabu. The ones that have this limitation, what they could save are the people that live in that house, because they're more concerned. They will get all involved in what's going on and will put out the fire themselves. But someone lives in a house nearby and he's just concerned that eventually the fire will get to his house. Therefore, he's not in a state of lack of Yishuv Adas, and therefore he can save whatever he wants. Nowadays, like we said, we live amongst the Goyim and there's a Chashu Sakonis Nefloshes. You'll have to put out the fire, or in the case you're living amongst Jews and it's just an apartment building, which there may be people that will be affected by it, and the second of the flushes, one can put out the fire, you have to know how to do it and when to do it. We'll learn this eventually. This is one of the reasons the Chavos Chaim says you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, to know how to do it. You now do too little, you now do too much. So since this man is there to move to put out the fire, one can save whatever he wants to save in the process. That is what the Sefer Nezer Yisrael said, the name of the Sefer Shulchan HaSishitin. The ruler says it's not so positive because we're concerned that if he's really saving things, maybe he'll carry it into places that are in the areas, etc., etc. But those who are making, there's none of them to remove more than the bare minimum, they have what to rely on. So later discussion, if you're allowed to save his money in such a case.